the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Yesterday, we celebrated the commemoration of the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. And as St. John the Baptist said about himself, that he is a voice crying in the wilderness, calling the people for repentance. And this is one of the ways how God talked to us. God talks to us through many routes and ways. One of them is sending messengers like St. John the Baptist and other prophets and the apostles. So this is one thing that we always have to pay attention to, that God wants to talk. He wants to let us know about certain things. Many of us complain that I don't hear God. I don't know what he wants to tell me. But the problem here is not in the signal that's coming. Maybe it is in the receiving ears and heart. So today we're going to talk about this subject and reflect on some points. What God wants to say to us, and we will talk about how can we hear him. As a loving father, before everything else, God wants to declare to us his will. He wants to tell us to let us know why we are here and what we are supposed to do, what is the purpose of our existence, and how we can fulfill the mission that we are called to live for. He wants to let us know what he wants from us. This is again one of the common complaints. I don't know what is the will of God in my life. If we review the scripture, you find God saying, I want, many times, repeated often. So he leaves us with like no doubt what exactly he wants from us. In the Old Testament, he kept repeating the message, be holy for I am holy. This is my will. I want you to be holy like me. And holiness is not something that we attain on our own. No matter how hard we try, we cannot make ourselves to be cleansed and sanctified. This is his work. He wants us to draw closer to him so he can make us as a holy nation, holy people. He says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Even when we come to the liturgy, we meditate on reflect on God's mercy. He allows us to partake of his body and his blood so we can live forever, not because of anything we did good or we deserve so. It's out of his mercy. So this is the message. This is what we should live by when we leave up from the church, that as we were treated with mercy, we will treat others with mercy as well. He says, St. Paul said, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. If we have this statement always before our eyes, he wants every one of us to be saved, then we will understand many of the circumstances that happen around us, and we feel like we are troubled with them. Why God allowed me to be sick? Why God allowed me to lose my fortune or to go through hard time? Unless I put myself in this and then it becomes my responsibility, then whatever God is allowing me to go through is for this purpose, so for me to be saved. And God will do every possible effort in order for me to meet this will and meet him in the last day in the kingdom of God. So God wants to talk, to declare his will, what he wants from us. He also talks to warn us. I can say that all of the commandments of God given and granted to us in the scripture are to warn us from sin. People sometimes assume that sin is something that's pleasant, it is good, and God is denying us this kind of experience. If God does not exist, then I will go and I do this, this, and this, all kinds of sins. By doing sins, we destroy ourselves before anybody else. And eventually, we will destroy others whom we are responsible for or living among. So God is declaring to us many warnings, issue many warnings for us. Even at the beginning, when he created Adam and Eve, he gave them all of the garden, and then he gave them a warning of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. It's a clear warning and a clear consequences. What will happen if you transgress this command? Till today, God is saying, if you eat from this, you will surely die. And sadly, we still repeat the same mistake, and we stretch our hands, and we try to take from the forbidden tree, and then we receive this kind of drastic consequences. When God talked with Cain, Cain was upset that his sacrifice was not accepted. And God tried to comfort him and to warn him, there is a sin that's lying at the door of your heart. Be careful not to let yourself to go into, to be taken by this. And again, Cain did not heed the warning, and he ended up killing his brother and facing the fate that we all know about. God also talks in order to comfort us. No one can comfort a human being except God himself. When we are in trouble, we try to find other people that we feel like they are good friends, whom we can convey to them our secrets. Nothing wrong with that. But no matter what they say, at the end of the day, they are human beings. What they can say and what they can do is very limited. How can a man comfort another person lost his son or his child or his daughter or a mother or father? No one can say or do anything that really will bring comfort. It's only him. St. Paul went through many tribulations, and he himself said that at a certain time he came to the point of despair from his life. It's very unusual to hear St. Paul saying that we came to the point of despair. But he concludes by saying, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulations. When we open the scripture, we expect a word of comfort, and believe me, you will find it. You find it if you look carefully and heed the message. God also wants to talk in order to guide us. Let us know how to proceed, where to go from here, how to reach the blessed destination. The whole story of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai for 40 years, all of the command granted to them was to guide them to move from point A, this is Sinai, into point B, which is the promised land. This was something like what we are going through now. We are now living in this kind of wilderness, this world that we live in, and God is giving us many guidance in order to proceed safely. Up to the point that God even promised this to Isaiah, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Up to this, God wants to guide his people. And I can say that many of us, we experience this sometimes when we're about to do something and we are determined. And then in the last moment or the last day, you hear something or someone whispering in your ears saying, don't do this. This is not the right route. And when we heed it, and we refrain from walking in it, we come later and said, this was the best thing. I'm thankful to God who guided me to go into this kind of way. And also on the same measure, many times we hear the voice and we ignore it. And we keep going, saying that whatever in my heart, I'm going to do it. And we know usually what happens afterwards. God also wants to talk to teach us. As when he met with the people during the beginning of the mystery of the Lord the Christ, then he opened his mouth and said to them, saying, and then we have the Sermon on the Mount. Started with the Beatitude and concluding with the parable about the two houses. People who will listen will be like a house built on a stone, and people who are going to listen and not to do will be likened to the house built on sand. God wants to teach us. To let us know about what is right and what is wrong. Many times we question, what is right and what is wrong? The question will always be provided in the scripture if we go and read it carefully. God also wants to call us. He is the one who said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. This is something that happens daily, by the way. God is standing at the door and knocks. When do we open to him? We open when we pray. Every time you stand in your room and you stretch your hand, it is exactly as if like you went to the door, you opened and you welcomed the Master in to talk with him. Let him talk with you and he will open your ears and your hearts to understand. How can we really say that We do not listen, we do not hear him if I'm not praying? If I'm not praying, it is me keeping the door shut. He is the one who is seeking. Many times we think that we are the ones who are knocking on his door. Lord, open for us. But exactly, it is the other way around. The word that he said to Saint Matthew, just follow me. He took to him only this command. It was enough for him to change his life and go after this calling. God wants to call every one of us, not only Saint Matthew or all other disciples. Every one of us has a call, and God wants us to respond in the same way, to leave everything and follow him. God also talks in order to let us know how much he loved us. One of the servants one time likened the whole Bible to a message of love between God and humanity, saying, I loved you that much. From the beginning to the end, from the beginning we find God creating an earth in order for Adam and Eve to live on, and so God can have a fellowship with them. And throughout the whole scripture, we find man falling from this earth, away from the will of God. And at the end, we find another earth in the book of Revelation. This is the kingdom of God, the place where man and God will live together. This is the desire of his heart, to live with us. It's unbelievable how he wants and how many times we do not want this kind of fellowship. So the Bible is a message of love. This is how much I loved you. This is how much I endured in order for me to bring you to this blessed place where we are going to join eternity together. So this is what God wants to say. How can we hear and understand the message? The first thing to keep in mind is to expect the voice. When you read the scripture, expect God to talk to you in this particular day and send you a message for the day. People who are used to pray and read the gospel in the same hour, usually they feel like I talk to God in prayers and he talked back to me in the scripture. Expect to hear him talking to you. Saint Anthony, when he was a young person, a young man going to the church, he did the deacon reading the scripture and saying, if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and follow me. This is Christ talking to the young rich ruler. And Saint Anthony, in his heart, this is a message from God to me. It is very personal. It is me. And then he went from the church, deciding in his heart to go and forsake the whole world and become the first monk. Even though no one before him did this, but he expected God to talk. And when he heard this, this touched something in his heart and a beginning of monasticism. Not only a monk to start his life, a monasticism all started by a person who expected to hear God talking in the message in the church. Saint Anthony was always attentive to the voice of God, and he heard it no matter where it comes from. In one of the stories about his early life, how he, when he was living nearby the city, he found a woman and she was bathing. So he told her, how can you dare doing something like this? You bathe in front of a monk. She told him, if you are a monk, you should not be living here. You go and live inside the wilderness. This is not the place for monks. He expected, or he assumed this is from God. God talked to him today on the tongue of this woman, and he went and he fulfilled this kind of calling. If you expect God's voice, you will hear it. If you don't expect God to talk, and you always wonder where is he, maybe you are not going to hear it. When we read the Bible, read it with this expectation. What God wants to tell me. Pray in your heart for a second. God, please tell me what you want me to know today. What kind of promise that you want to comfort me with today? What exactly are you commanding me to live by in this particular day? The second way how we can hear him is to be familiar with the voice. You know, I don't know if you remember, there was some kind of instrument called the radio. Old people know what this thing is. And used to have some kind of a knob, and you keep on like tuning it in order to receive a signal. So this is exactly how the relationship between us and God. God wants to talk, but how can we be familiar with the voice? How can we adjust the receiver in order to get the message from him? Samuel, at the beginning of his life, when he was a child, he was not familiar with the voice of God. So when he heard God calling, he went to Eli and asked, what do you want me to do? He thought that Eli, the priest, is the one who called him. Another time, Eli told him, this is God talking to you. Whenever you hear the voice again say, speak for your servant hears. We don't hear another time that Samuel needed this kind of advice from anyone else. It was enough. He adjusted the receiver and he started to receive the signal. And from this time on, till the end of his life, he was familiar with the voice of God. What God wants me to know and what God wants me to do. This child gave us a lesson how when you adjust this kind of like fine-tuning, you will never be lost. When the Lord Christ appeared to the disciples at the Lake of Tiberias after the resurrection, it was dawn time, so they did not see him. He was talking from afar. They were in the boat and he was at the seashore. Then he told him, throw the net on the other side of the boat. And they did, and they found fish. Until this moment, they were not aware that he is Christ. But the only person who got it was St. John the Beloved. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Why he was the first one who were able to detect and know this is the Lord? Because he is the one who loved him the most. His ears were so attentive, and then he caught the message, the signal, before anyone else. Be familiar with the voice of the Lord. Read the scripture often. A day that passes without reading the scripture is a day that really is lost from our lives. If I get myself into this habit that I read every morning a chapter or maybe more, whatever this, your time allows, it will not take much time, but it will make your ears sensitive to the message of God. The third way to be able to hear is to be obedient to what you hear. Lord, what do you want me to do? Everyone who is touched with grace said this. What do you want me to do? What is the benefit of us hearing over and over and over and we ignore this over and over and over? The signal will start to fade and more and more and more until it disappears. And then we go in this life lost and saying, why God is not talking to me? He's not revealing his will. Maybe he has been talking and you have been ignoring. Maybe if you obey him, the voice will be louder and louder. St. Paul said to the Hebrews today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. It is today when you hear, because today he is going to talk to you. Be sure of this. God is going to talk to you every single day, one way or another, to tell you a message and let you know about his will. St. Baisa, we know about her life story. Her departure was maybe a few weeks ago. She lived, after she started a life of goodness, she went and became a harlot, and she lived this kind of ungodly life. St. John the Short went and visited her, and he started crying, and she told him, why are you crying? She didn't know that he came to visit in order to bring her back to her former life. She said to him, why are you crying? He told her, I cry because I see the devils are like on your face. She was scared and told him, okay, what can I do to change this? Do I have salvation still? He told her, yes, but not in this place. Come with me. She moved with him instantly. I imagine this now, how many people go to the people living in life of fornication and saying to them, you know what? This is not the right way. You will be destroying yourself. Can you please abandon this? And how many times people are received with mockery, as if like you are saying a joke. You do not understand anything. This is what is good about this life. She responded immediately. Her repentance were accepted in the same day. Saint Matthew, as I said, didn't take much time. Did not arguing or nagging. What do you want me to do? And where should I go? How much are you going to pay me? All of these. Follow me. And he left everything and followed him. Be obedient. You will hear the voice louder. The fourth way how we can hear the voice of God is to value silence and quiet time. Now we get scared from silence. You find a person by himself sitting and for 5 minutes. What will happen? You can guess. He will immediately run to his phone. Why? Because I'm so scared being silent. No one is talking to me and I'm not talking to someone else. But if this is how it is, this is how life is, then how are we going to listen to him? If I'm always engaged in a conversation, either valuable or not, most of them are not, how am I going to hear him? You cannot hear two signals at the same time. This is how our minds work. We are always distracted, and this is the theme of the life we live in. We get scared from silence. Even in the liturgy, sadly, you find a person reaching out to his phone, getting it out of his pocket, and then reading messages or Facebook. This can happen even by deacons serving in the same liturgy and doing whatever with their phone. Why we do this? We are scared from silence. We hear even the scripture saying, words of the wise spoken quietly. The world is full of screaming, talking nonsense. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. One of the fathers said, silence your tongue so you can listen to your heart. Silence your heart so you can listen to God talking. But again, this is a mission that looks very difficult in the days we live in. It's still doable if we want. In order for us to be able to hear God, we have to listen with humility. With humility meaning like the word of God comes from above and I am subject to it, not the other way around. It's not that I tell God and he has to listen as if like he owes me this. We listen with humility. Look at the difference between King Saul, who perished, and King David, that the Lord was in a way in his likeness. What happened between both of them? King Saul heard God on the tongue of Samuel many times, and at the end of the day, he did what? Nothing. Ignored it over and over and over and over. Even when he made a mistake and he did not like slaying the king of Amalek, and he kept some of the herds in order to offer it as sacrifice, Samuel told him, God is not going to be pleased with your sacrifice that come out of stubbornness. Stubbornness is a sure sign of a proud heart. I don't want to listen to anybody because I hear my own voice and it is enough. King David, when he heard Nathan rebuking him for the mistake he did not argue even for one sentence. He said, I have sinned before God. That's it. I heard it, and then I know what I did, and I am offering repentance. Listen with humility. Put yourself under the authority of the Word of God and heed God's voice with this kind of contrite and broken heart. The last thing, listen with submission. Submission meaning that God is the master. I am the one who should listen and obey. Unfortunately, this kind of relationship is reversed in the mind of many people. They talk to God as if they are the masters and God ought to obey. So whenever they stand even to pray, they tell him, this is my will. And then they come again and say, why you didn't do it? And then they continue being upset, and maybe they will decide to punish God, not to pray to him anymore, because he did not listen to what I am saying. Look at Saint Mary when he heard that this is the symbol of submission. When she heard the Lord, Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Whatever you ask me, God, I am going to do it. I am the maidservant. I am here in order to serve. So in order for us, and again, to be able to hear God, we have to acquire all of these kind of virtues. God wants to talk. He wants to communicate. This is the desire of his heart to let us know. To let us know about him and the kingdom and what he prepared for us and how much he loved us. To let us know about what he wants to comfort us with, how he should guide us in order to walk in this life that we are walking in it as sojourners. It is up to us to adjust the receiver to be able to listen. May the Lord to grant us all hearing ears and a submissive heart to do his will. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.